On the Big Breakfast Catch-Up with Claire, Matt and Kimber, the not-so-revolutionary way to find out how much you weigh in 25 years.
Ashton Turner from the Perth Scorchers.
And we reminisce about the classic Holden Turana.
While you catch up with Claire, Matt and Kimber, check out abcblinds.com.au and save up to 40% off indoor and outdoor blinds at ABC Blinds New Year Sale.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Claire, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
I feel a bit bloated this morning.
Oh, you're going?
I think I'm eating too much bread.
Oh, that's always the thing, isn't it? I'm vegetarian. I live on bread.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a filler, but I don't think it's that good for me.
And I've been going to the gym. You know, I've been trying to do anything I can to not think about cigarettes. So I don't know what's going on. But
you're not eating bread at the gym, are you?
No, I'm not. Every other moment I'm eating bread. But you do have to, you know, I'm getting older.
Mm.
And I don't want to be, you know, too big when I get older.
Yeah.
And I saw online there was on WA Today, there was a thing where you could put in your details and come, like, how fat you'll be in 25 years.
Oh, right. Some sort of a projection for the future.
Yeah. But look, it was all right, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I came in okay because I'm 80 kilos.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm 180 centimetres.
Okay.
And it reckons if I keep on that trajectory, I'll be okay.
You've been on the fatty calculator.
I've been on the fatty calculator.
Well, this is the ABS as well, because they were saying when the ABS, when they did the Bureau of Statistics, when they did the National Health Survey in 2014 and 15, they found that 63% of the overall population was overweight or obese.
Yeah. Right.
Right. And they say that rises to nearly 75% when you get from aged 55 to 74.
Right.
Right? And so it increases. And they're saying we're getting heavier for decades, actually, because they said between 1995 and 2012, the average weight for men increased 3.9 kilos. So the average ended up being 85.9 kilo.
Yep.
And for women, it went up 4.1 kilos to 71.1.
Okay. So a bit more of a grabbable gut all around.
Yeah. We're all starting to grow a little bit more.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Did you... I mean, yeah, I
typed in my details.
Oh, you did?
Okay. Really?
I didn't want to go there. I'm a gentleman.
You know what? I was terrified.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I typed them in and I actually think the calculator's being kind.
Oh, really?
Oh, I thought you... Well, okay.
I think it's being kind. It is saying that even when I typed in my weight right now, it's saying that on average I'm about 10 kilos lighter than the average at my age.
Okay.
And I don't know. I don't think that's correct. Because I feel a bit festively plump right now.
Okay. Did you put in your real weight or
did
the
you say
weight?
Pudding deliberately then?
No, you said pump,
did you
actually.
Say, did you did pudding? You, Kimber,
did you
yes, I pudding.
Type in your real weight or the weight that you think you'd like to be.
I typed in my real weight.
Okay.
And I also typed in my heaviest and I typed in my lightest.
Okay, you went the range.
Well, because I do the range on a regular basis. And it's still saying that I'll end up about 10 kilos lighter than everybody else.
Good
like
for
off
you.
The average. But
you
I
see,
don't.
It's a well, is a woman's
your life
calculated
well.
Different? Because we all know that
you're
a classic example here of women thinking that they're a lot heavier than they actually are.
Oh, I could not pick myself in a body lineup. I wouldn't have a clue.
Yeah.
I think I know that I'm bigger than I am, but
from
I also
today we can video you from behind and in front and sideways.
Well, I'll tell you someone whose weight fluctuates more than anyone else I know, and that's Captain Paul.
Oh, Capitano.
He's always coming in saying, I've dropped five, I've put on five.
Yeah.
Drop and give me five, Paul.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll punch your details in. Hang on, we've got to work. Now, let's guess how old Captain Paul is. I'm going to say 53.
58?
58?
Close. How old are you?
Captain?
45.
No, not in your mind,
mate,
Paul.
This is going to skew the details unless you're honest.
You've got to be accurate.
47 plus 10.
Oh, okay.
57.
Well done.
And how much do you weigh?
88.
88. Punch that in. Okay. And what's your height?
That's a lot of typing.
6'2". No, I'm about 5'10", 11.
Can you do it in centimetres, please?
Can someone work out?
176.
I don't know, 180 or something.
All right, I'll put in 176.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Can you get a new keyboard? It sounds really clunky.
Yeah.
Apple.
Okay, you're doing all right.
He's going okay?
You're well, that says if you keep on this current trajectory, you'll be about a 1 kilogram below what the predicted median weight is.
Nice.
So, well, except we're all getting heavier, so...
I can go and have chocolates then.
You certainly can. Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job.
Well, do you know what they say, though? They said in our 60s and beyond, the median weight's coming down, but that might be skewed by the fact that the most unfit of us begin dying out.
Oh, dear.
So it changes the detail.
There's nothing like a high mortality rate to get those figures back down.
The Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
The Scorchers are playing. They're playing tomorrow night. It's the final... sort of home and away season, if you think about it, in the big bash against the Adelaide Strikers. And the big hitting striker from the Scorchers joins us again, Ashton Turner. Good morning, mate.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure, buddy.
I'll be at the game tomorrow.
Me
so
too.
Can you give me a wave like I used to do when I was on stage, give my parents a bit of a shout out?
I'll try and give you a chance to take a catch in the crowd, hopefully.
Oh,
but
you're
not bad at those sixes, mate.
Unless you're sitting in a private box or you got the glass in front of you.
That would make my dad's day if we took a catch.
Yeah, do the bat point.
Yeah, absolutely.
That one was clean bowled.
Whoops.
So, man, it's 1 versus 2 tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's sort of, it's amazing how the season finishes like this, and there's a lot on the line for us. We know that we've got a home semi-final, the new Optus Stadium, which is awesome, but we know that Adelaide are going to play the other semi-final, and the winner of tomorrow's game will get to host the big final whenever that comes around.
Yes.
Sitting in the crowd at the Hurricanes game on Saturday night, mate. Second last over, last ball of the second last over, and we need 11 to win, right?
Yeah, 7 balls. I knew you were going to bring this up.
You've tonked the biggest six in the world, right? Well, just about. And you've done some major fist pumping. You turned into Dave Warner, and you're normally a fairly quiet guy there.
Yeah, I pride myself on being able to keep my emotions together and be cool under pressure, but I regretted it straight away, but I absolutely lost it. Just emotion took over.
It was unreal.
I don't know where it came from. I hopefully will never see it again, but I never in my wildest dreams would I dream of a triple fist pump, but there it was.
Yeah.
And a few of the Hurricanes boys reminded me, George Bailey and Matt Wade came past and just said, "Hang on, buddy, you haven't finished the job yet." And I was thinking, dear, if I lose this, Ashton, don't lose this, because you're going to look like an absolute clown after the big triple fist pump.
Well, it meant we only needed 5 from the last over, which you got.
Yeah.
Instead of 11.
So. Yeah, thankfully.
Well done, mate. That was good.
Still,
it was a good celebration.
You know, there's not many times in life where you can just give in to the moment. We're always conscious of what other people think and other people looking at us, and you just went with how you actually feel. There's something rewarding in that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the crowd were awesome. It's just been such an amazing tournament for us so far. We've got a few really big games to go, but like I said, it's not too often that the emotions just take control of your actions, and that was an occasion.
Well, I mean, it is interesting, though, because I guess, you know, we as fans love to see emotion, and I understand now, because of the scrutiny, that players and coaches are much more measured, and it is a hard line to sort of to tread, and, you know, the balancing act of you're playing a sport in front of 30,000 people, you know, it is an emotional thing, but you've got to sort of protect your product, as it were.
Yeah, well, you're trying to be cool in those situations and to not let your emotions take control, and you want to be able to make calculated decisions without the emotions controlling, because we've seen a lot of times in all sports that when emotions really run high, that sometimes you're not making your best decisions. So we try and stay calm, but, you know, occasionally you do just let it all go and you go nuts and look like an absolute tool.
Mate, you look like LeBron James after a three-pointer. I loved it. I love that thing. Now, let's run through some info, because we don't know who we're playing, but it is a home semi-final at the stadium with no cap on the crowd.
So absolutely, very exciting.
55,000. Reasons to get there early for Scorchers fans, food and drink vouchers. So we're not talking about tomorrow night's game, but the following Thursday now.
Yes.
The first 15,000 through the gates get a $10 voucher at the new stadium.
Yeah, and also, of course, the WBBL game starts at 10 past 12 p.m. too. Yeah. So there's heaps of entertainment, heaps of stuff to see.
Yeah, they've got concerts between games, things like that. So there's stuff going on.
Yep. Yes.
For sure.
But nothing too emotional.
No.
Okay. Stadium 2 is the first 1,000 through the gate. So they're trying to get people in nice and early, of course, with the infrastructure and the like with transport. And, of course, we'll get you there early in a 4:40 start, I believe, for the big game. So get there nice and early. And like Kimber mentioned, there'll be live entertainment as well.
Yes.
Mm. Well, actually, just quickly, Ashton, I mean, speaking of emotion, I don't know if you noticed anything different about JL, because yesterday in a presser, he said this.
Yeah, he said something along the lines of a date.
Well, he said, "I took my wife out for a date, the first date night we've had in 5 years, right? Which seemed like a long time. We just wanted to know if JL has seemed different since that time, a bit more relaxed, like he's actually gone out and enjoyed his life."
Well, I think that after a win like we had the other night and a home semi-final at New Stadium, JL has been quite bubbly around the place. So it's a little bit of a different story if we're losing, but I can't account for what he's doing away from the Wacker.
Nice, sensible, diplomatic answer there.
Well, he's got about 14 daughters, so they take up a bit of time.
Yes, I bet they do, yeah. Well, anyway, we've got to win tomorrow night first.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Yep, no pressure, thank you.
Tickets on sale, Ticketmaster from tomorrow, members from 10 a.m, general public from 1 p.m, Optus Stadium. We're talking, of course, for Thursday week with that final. Go get them, mate.
Awesome, thanks a lot, guys.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
Every morning I get up
to wonder if camels
early.
Have a hump day.
It makes me surly.
And I'm out.
Getting up that early. Matt's world.
That's not your Matt's world, is it?
No. Hey, I was walking down the street the other day and I walked past a beautiful old Tirana.
Oh, nice.
Oh, the Tirana.
I haven't seen an old Tirana like that for a long, long time.
From the 70s, early 80s.
I guess so. I don't know a lot about cars, but I can appreciate when someone has beautifully restored it, beautiful paint job, he's got the fat tires, you know, it was old school bliss. Oh, man, I tell you what, if it had had a sticker on the back which said, "A Barbarella girl likes me," I would have made an offer.
Perfect.
Oh, she was beautiful.
Like Peter Brock at Bathurst in the old days, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
My dad had a Tirana for years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but not one of the done-up ones. It was still in original condition, like the brown-coloured Tirana.
Oh,
he loved it.
They did a nice brown, didn't they, in those days? Brown was quite popular in those days.
Everything was brown. Brown suits.
The pièce de résistance, right? I look in and on the seat, the seat covers.
Fluffy dice. Oh.
No. Oh. Well, okay, that would have been something else.
8-track stereo.
Oh, even better. Strathfield car radio. It was the Playboy bunny seat covers.
No.
Oh, right.
I mean, is there anything that a lady likes more than that?
I can think of a million things I like more than that.
But I don't know. I'm sure it's not a thing now, but when I was growing up, seat covers, that was a big thing.
It was a big deal, wasn't it?
And I think it was because we all had such crap cars.
Yeah. Oh, it was like the only way to dress it up.
That's right. Yeah. Even our parents had old cars. No one had a new car.
I used to go to Big W or Kmart and go into the auto section. Those big auto sections. And it was a big deal buying some new seat covers.
Absolutely. It was the only sort of cosmetic thing that anyone could afford.
Quite often sheepskin.
Sheepskin was the best one of all, you know. And you remember the taxi drivers that always have those beaded ones.
Yes.
Which I couldn't quite work out. Would they feel really good or would they just be torturous?
Like a massage the whole time you're sitting there?
Yeah. And would you end up with sort of divots in your bum and your back that you had to kind of match up with every time?
Well, some people want those.
They do, yeah. It's a Saturday night. But I do, you know, cars were so old. Like every car was a hand-me-down.
Oh, of course.
I drove my mum's Datsun 180B, which was not a new car when
she bought
it. God,
we had one of them too.
And it was brown.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Ours was beige.
Oh, yeah, it was
brown cars.
And my brother had the Hillman Hunter that mum had given him.
Oh, wow.
And it was like, literally, it would never start.
Yeah.
So you'd hear every morning, you hear this, and mum yelling, screaming.
We had like a Morris 1100 or something, the same old things.
And I know my brother, he hates me talking about him, but this is such a sweet story because he was reminding me the other day. One of his first dates where he went and actually picked a girl up, he was in the Hillman Hunter. He was taking her to Spandau Ballet.
Oh, right.
Wow, good date.
Yeah, and her parents are standing on the balcony. They get into the car and the next thing they see is their daughter all dressed up to the nines getting out and pushing my brother's Hillman Hunter to get it started. But I tell you, the one bit of cosmetic that I miss off a car is the old – remember on the drive? driver's side window, that bit of plastic that was your buffer from the wind?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, like the weather shield?
The weather shield.
I'm not even going to lie to you.
The cabbies
had one. I messaged the company of my car yesterday and asked them if I could get a weather shield for my car.
They are the greatest invention ever. And it's because we're all so obsessed with air conditioning, we don't need it anymore.
Yeah, the cabbies had them a lot, didn't
they? Oh, they loved it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, great days.
Beautiful. This one's for you, brother. In the Tirana.
Yeah.
The army out.
Bless you.
Nice work.
Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Now, the moment you've been waiting for all morning. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day.
Yeah, a cinema near me got robbed of $1,000 yesterday.
Mm.
Yeah, apparently thieves stole two jumbo popcorns, two large Cokes and a pack of Skittles.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. While you catch up with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber, check out abcblinds.com.au and save up to 40% off indoor and outdoor blinds at ABC Blinds New Year Sale.